Looking for something wild right here in Tuscaloosa? Bring the kids, bring your friends, and come to Bama Reptiles and Ranch in Northport. Just minutes from campus, they've got Asian water lizards, tortoises, colorful snakes, and for the horse lovers out there, ranch supplies. They are the cleanest and healthiest reptile store in the state. And their feeders? Best you'll find anywhere. If you mention this Stingray Sports ad, you will get 10% off of your feeders. Remember, Bama Reptiles and Ranch, where exotic meets extraordinary. This is the Stingray Show, and coming up on this edition, we are going to be doing a recap into some of the biggest games from this past weekend and look ahead to week number 2 of college football with our good friend and iconic college football announcer, Tim Brando. He is going to join us right after this open right here on the Stingray Show. And he is going to bring the fire as always.
Hi, this is Tim Brando with a reminder. Those of you on Tide 100.9, look out, you're about to feel the buzz of Stingray.
This is Stephen Ray, a.k.a. Stingray, coming to you live from Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
I'm Heath Hopkins. I'm here in DeSoto County, Mississippi, right outside of Memphis, Tennessee.
You know, Mark, I'm going to put you on the spot. Do you feel that responsibility to pay it forward and give some kid a chance coming up in the ranks, kind of like Tony did for you?
Why do you think I'm talking to Stingray tonight?
Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Heath, Stingray, here's the deal. When you get involved with Texas, it's like getting married to a stripper. and let me explain this. It looks good, kind of sexy on the surface. Yeah, but then you get the baggage, you get the drama, you get all that eventually comes with it. And that's what you get with Texas, and that's what the Big 12 learned.
And Heath, any thoughts on our show moving forward?
Hey, to everyone in Tuscaloosa listening here on Tide 100.9, with the Stingray Show, if you don't like it, you better learn to love it, because it's the best show going today, baby. Woo!
And with that, I want to welcome you inside the Wednesday evening edition of the Stingray Show. And Heath, we are coming out of Hey Coach there at Baumhauer's. And Heath, for the first time in a very long time, Alabama this week is ranked outside of the top 20 in the AP poll. Yesterday, they came in at 21.
I wonder when the last time Alabama's been unranked. I'm guessing 2007.
Yes, probably. I mean, wow. It is unprecedented times for this Alabama program. But hey, Kalen DeBoer is one of those coaches, if any, that can definitely turn it around.
Maybe. I mean, we all think that, right? Yeah. I mean, you know, Stephen, I'm not making light of the situation. Let's look at the facts. Don't let your eyes lie to you. Kalen DeBoer has won at every level he's been at. You know, should he win at Alabama? He should. Will it take him a little time? It might.
Right.
You know, and I'll say this. A lot of coaches have to adjust to the SEC, but this is an ACC team that beat him.
Yeah.
And so you're kind of like, You know, I made mention on the show earlier this week, secondary is my biggest problem with this Alabama team. Secondary is... they don't look physical. They looked a little lost. They're taking bad angles. I am not impressed with the secondary of the defense. Just not impressed. And it's more about being physical and the physicality of that secondary.
All right. So let's go on ahead and do a deep dive into last weekend and look ahead to week number 2 with our good friend and iconic broadcaster who has been all over the SEC, and now he is on Fox Sports. Ladies and gentlemen, please help us welcome back to the Stingray Show, Mr. Timmy B, a.k.a. Tim Brando. Tim, how are things with you? And first off, let me ask you, how was your Labor Day weekend?
It was marvelous, and thanks for having me on, and thanks for waiting.
because as I was the first week zero, leading into last week one, everyone was having their first game. Hell, I was having my first, second, and third games. So, hell, I'm a well-oiled machine going into week two now, preparing for just one game instead of three over an eight-day period. But had a blast. Wouldn't have it any other way. Frankly, I think my bosses at Fox figure, hey, he's had about 4.5 to 5 months off to chase grandbabies on the beach and at Chateau Brando, and then golf balls when he's not on the beach or at Chateau Brando. So let's make this kid work. And I feel like a kid again whenever it's time for football to start. So I'm no worse for wear and ready to go for another week two and the rest of the season. This is the time of the year now, fellas. We're into September now. So, you know, all the anticipation build up through Labor Day is what it is. But now is when everything goes really quickly. You know, as fast as any sport can go, this sport goes beginning right now.
Sorry, and that's how it goes, just like that for some just of the like teams that. After the first week of the season.
Just like that.
You know, I know Steven's got a question.
I just turned my season upside down, didn't I?
You know, I steal this from Lou Holtz, but, you know, at the beginning of the season, during the summer, every team is undefeated. Every team has hope. Every team, they're going to win that maybe game. They're going to win that toss-up game. They're going to win that rivalry game. And it all looks good in your mind and on paper, and then you have to play the games.
That's right.
So with that, you know, some teams get punched in the mouth, and they do that. But half the teams in America lost last week. Half the teams are no longer undefeated. Reality has set in for half the teams in America, and Alabama happens to be one of those. And I'm sure Steven has a question for you about that.
So, Tim, in the off season, we heard all of the hype here locally about Ryan Grubb coming back with Kalen DeBoer.
Here we go.
Ryan Grubb and Kalen DeBoer. Well, how did that work out on the field on Saturday at Florida State? Not too well. Give us your thoughts on Alabama and Florida State, please.
Well, Ryan Grubb, I thought, called a good game. They had open receivers. They dropped the ball, and they weren't concentrating, and the execution was awful. Okay, so I don't have really that much of an issue with, you know, play calling or the coaching of the offense. And I thought the QB actually tried his best, but he didn't get a lot of help. I mean, I don't think he's as great as people made him out to be.
Right.
I don't think Alabama as a program is all that anymore, and that's one of the reasons why I wasn't shocked that Florida State won the game. Now, I didn't pick Florida State to win the game, and I would have never picked them to win the game. But Castellanos, boy, oh boy, talk about rubbing some salt in the wound after what he said in the offseason, and took a lot of grief, by the way, not just from fans, but from a lot of the pundits out there. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was crucified by a lot of my colleagues. That level of confidence hasn't been shown by quarterbacks since Joe Namath before Super Bowl III.
Yeah.
I mean, it was pretty – I mean, he called his shot by doing what he did. And it wasn't a fluke. I mean, they absolutely mowed down the Alabama defenders.
Right.
Those were legitimate long drives for all of their scores. There was nothing fluky about that game. I came back and watched it. My game was on opposite them, and Iowa State was torching – South Dakota, but I watched the whole game when I got back. And listen, the circumstances here that Alabama faces, and I'm sure has been talked about ad nauseum and in the aftermath of the coaches show that just preceded us, the frustration is there, and you see the way you've already gotten an idea that Kalen DeBoer is going to say what Kalen DeBoer's always said. He's going to support his players.
Yeah.
He's going to say we're going to do better. And we will evolve and we will grow as a team. And that, by the way, shouldn't surprise anybody, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But the one place that you cannot get away with saying that is where you guys are.
Yes.
In Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Because the natives there do not want to hear that. So the more he talks, the more he digs his own hole
with
the fan base. And that's the part that now looking at it, I can see that the potential of this not being a fit, the potential of this being sort of a Brian Harsin type of hire for Alabama as opposed to Auburn, right, is legitimate.
So, Tim, I'm sorry to cut you off, but we have got to throw it to our first break of the evening. And when we come back, I will let you continue your thoughts on the Alabama Crimson Tide. And then we're going to get to the Texas Longhorns. That's on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Stingray Show. Tim Brando will return with us right after this. Residents of Tuscaloosa, are you guys upsizing, downsizing, looking for college housing, or even relocating for your job right here to Tuscaloosa? If that's the case, then you need to contact Celeste Tagler, owner and operator of First Class Real Estate South Home Group, right here in Tuscaloosa. She can help you with the buying, selling, and investment needs throughout the state of Alabama. You can contact Celeste at 205-861-5698. Reach out to Celeste again at 205-861-5698 and schedule a consultation to discuss your real estate goals and to live where you love in the state of Alabama. It's dinner time, West Alabama, and if you are craving fried catfish with tartar sauce on a grilled bun, or maybe even a fried chicken tender with Swiss cheese, grilled onions, and an avocado spread on French bread, that sandwich is called the Jose, then you need to check out the Coker Market, which is located at the four-way intersection just off County Road 140 in Coker, Alabama. Their hours of operation is Wednesday through Saturday, 11 a.m. until 7 p.m. Go and check out the Coker Market off of County Road 140 there in Coker, Alabama, for community goods and wonderful barbecue. For over 100 years, the Bank of Moundville has been a name clients can trust. The Bank of Moundville is more than just a bank. They're your neighbors, your friends, and your community partners. Their unique approach to financial education has always centered around families. They believe that financially strong homes today lay the foundation for a brighter future for tomorrow's generation. You can call them today at 205-371-2227. Once again, that is 371-2227 to schedule an appointment to build your financial security. The Bank of Moundville is a member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. Heading north on Highway 69 from Old Greensboro Road to Skyland Boulevard. It's a 7-minute drive. We've got some road work happening on McWrights Ferry Road. It's being extended down to Rice Mine Road. University Boulevard is closed from Campus Drive to Colonial Drive for construction work. East on McFarland from Coker to Jack Warner Parkway, it's a 13-minute drive. With your Tuscaloosa traffic now, I'm Lisa Bakke.
Want to know what's going on with the Crimson Tide? Download the Tide 100.9 app today.
Now, where do you go from here?
Yes.
I mean, there are 70 million reasons why you go nowhere. You better just, stop with the gnashing of teeth and going crazy and being apoplectic.
Yeah.
And understand that this is your guy for quite a while.
Right.
And even if you got rid of him, who the hell wants to deal with what he's dealing with?
I know.
Right.
And that's the thing that Alabama fans have never liked that I've said about them. And they'll continue to not like me because I've said this about them. And it's true. There is not a more toxic, not a more privileged fan base that has absolutely no knowledge of where the landscape of the sport is now outside their own area code than Alabama. Okay? There's a reason why Nick Saban has this palatial office but is not coaching anymore,
right,
in T-Town. He knew this was coming. That's why he got the hell out when he did.
Yes.
All right. And no, he's not coming back under any circumstances. And how do you find the guy that's suitable to follow him? I don't know. Mm-hmm. But history has a way of repeating itself. That's another thing about, fellas, about being around as long as I've been around. Going back to that 88 game of the Hurricane Bowl, I'll never forget the interim president at that time, Roger Sayers, called a press conference at Texas A&M. He called it solely to get the natives that were restless. He called it solely to embarrass me because I had said on College Game Day that a group of Alabama fans, influential alums, parts of the Alabama Yacht Club, you know what I'm talking about, were buying out Bill Curry's contract and the remaining contract of all of the staff that had multiple years left on that contract. And boy, oh boy, did they go. I mean, every writer in Alabama came after me. Feinbaum blew me up. Philip Marshall blew me up. You can go back and look at it, okay? Yeah. And the big question was, Feinbaum had just started his show in 88 that year, and he was still primarily known as a Birmingham writer. And these people that were just excoriating me thought I was from New York. They thought, what do you know about Alabama? You're from New York up there at ESPN. I'm from Louisiana, folks. You have no idea where I'm from. Even Paul didn't know where I was from. But I had gone in there and spoken, and I had made friends with a lot of people and had friends in Alabama for a long time.
Right.
So I had my contacts. People were mad at me because I did not divulge my contacts, but I did. So Sayers says Bill Curry's our coach today, tomorrow, and for the remainder of his contract. Yeah, right. Okay. Following year, he goes 10-1, loses one game to Auburn. Hello, again, can't beat Auburn. And he leaves. He resigns to go to Kentucky.
Yeah.
Now, what coach in the history of college football has ever left? I believe, didn't Bear Bryant go from Kentucky to Alabama? No, he went from Kentucky to A&M.
Right.
From A&M to Alabama. You don't leave Alabama to go to Kentucky unless you're Bill Curry and you know that you got to beat the posse. They're coming after you.
Yeah.
That's what he did. So then what happens? Curry had come after Perkins, who wasn't good enough because he wasn't like the Bear. Then Curry was a Bobby Dodd guy. Bobby Dodd and Bear Bryant hated each other. So that wasn't going to work. So this revolving door of coaches, which stopped for a short period of time right there in the mid-90s when I was calling those games on Jefferson Pilot. Why? Because they got Gene Stallings.
Yes.
Who looked and sounded like Bear Bryant. And his teams played like Bear's teams played. And they win a natty in 92. But they eventually run him off because he sees I can't feed this monster anymore. And I've got priorities in my life with John Mark and everything else. He gets out of there. So then what happens, fellas? Then what happens?
You got this.
Now here comes the carousel again. Okay. Price. He doesn't get it. He doesn't fit. That doesn't work. DeBose, high school coach, cheats, has issues off the field. Here we go. It was unending. It went on through the Shula series. And finally, ironically enough, where are we today? It's 2007 and ULM is coming to town.
Yeah.
My God. Think about how history repeats itself. Okay.
Share the hyphen.
I mean, it's just an amazing thing to see this transpire. But the difference now is that in the landscape of NIL and Portal, I don't think you can reenact a Gene Stallings kind of story.
Right.
There is no one that's like Nick Saban. Okay. There is no one like him.
Right.
He's a one of a kind.
Yeah.
So who's the one of a kind guy you're going to get if you're going to run Kalen DeBoer out? And by the way, it's going to cost you $70 million at a time when you're also asking your donors to spend a lot of money to pay players through revenue share and the portal. So you just better understand the reality of your circumstances. And fans everywhere, okay, love their teams but are uninformed about the landscape of the sport. And never is that more true than at Alabama, okay? Never is that more true than at Alabama.
Tim, I've heard a lot of Alabama fans say, fire DeBoer and get Dabo. But my goodness, look at the issues that Clemson is facing with Dabo Swinney right now. And here's a news flash for you guys. Yeah. Dabo hasn't won a national championship since Alabama has. Yeah, yeah. Alabama got one since Dabo did.
Yeah, yeah. And by the way, why would Dabo come to Tuscaloosa anyway after he's done enough at Clemson to have, you know, buildings named after him, multiple statues built for him? You're not getting Dabo Swinney, and you're not getting Lane Kiffin either.
Right.
Okay, Lane Kiffin, if anything, was pissed that they didn't come after him when the job opened up in the first place.
Yeah.
And they didn't. So he's going to stay at Ole Miss. Yeah. And by the way, I think by the time he's done, he may be the all-time winningest coach there, replace Johnny Vaught as the guy that is has the statue. And, you know, in today's climate, fellas, you can make as much money as a coach at Ole Miss as you can at Alabama.
Yep.
It wasn't that way before.
Yes.
Okay? Yeah. It wasn't that way before. That's why people were talking about him going to Auburn before you got the job. Well, you know, you can't really do it at Ole Miss the way you can. It's been proven you can do it at all. You know, in today's climate, you can do anything. If Ole Miss hadn't screwed up against Kentucky last year, they would have been playing in the college football playoff.
Yep.
And oh, by the way, they get a chance at revenge this week, and I think they're going to get it.
You know, Tim.
Let me also say one last thing. Alabama also talked about Kirby. Kirby is at his alma mater. He's not coming back.
No, no. There's nobody out there that you can. Kalen DeBoer is a really big-time, quality, successful head coach. And everything about him schematically, everything about him in terms of the way he wants to run his program is, I mean, I thought and still do think that Greg Byrne made an outstanding hire here.
Yes.
I really felt that way then. I still believe in his heart of hearts. He believes it now. But here's the issue that maybe Greg's not as aware of as I am. I know this history. I know the history of the Alabama fan base. And, you know, it is what it is. And there's no way Kalen DeBoer's demeanor and his personality will ever be the kind of fit that they want. They not only want to win national championships every year at Alabama, they want to do it a certain way.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Kalen DeBoer is never going to do it Nick Saban's way.
Right.
Any more than Bill Curry could do it Bear Bryant's way.
Yeah.
So the names change, but the history repeats itself over and over in our sport. It always has. It always will.
So we are up against another break, and when we come back, we are going to continue our interview with Tim Brando. That's on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Stingray Show. Be back in a flash.
Your flagship home of Alabama sports. We are a championship school, and school is in session.
Makes a catch, makes them bang into each other, stays on his feet, breaks a tackle, scores, scores, scores!
Join us Saturday as the Crimson Tide welcome the ULM Warhawks to Tuscaloosa. Our coverage begins at 3:30 on your home for Alabama football, the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
Presented by Pearl River Resort in Choctaw, Mississippi. Online at pearlriverresort.com. And Tuscaloosa Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Online at TuscaloosaCDJR.com. And by DCH Regional Medical Center. Online at DCHSystem.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bill Ferguson of South's Finest Meats, the official sponsor of the Stingray Show, has a message for you.
Everything we do here is fresh and custom made, custom to order. You know, I tell people when they come in, you know, if you don't see what you like, ask somebody. You know, we've got the capability to process it, make it. You know, if you want a different blend of hamburger meat, we'll do your brisket blend. We'll do your chuck blend. We'll do your sirloin blend. You know, we do all that right here. We are a butcher shop. It's what we do. So please don't be afraid to ask if you don't see what you like. We can make you any size patty you want. We can make you any amount you want. You know, people call me and say, well, how many patties come in the box? Well, ma'am, how many would you like in a box? You know, you want 12, we'll put 12. You want 25, we'll put 25.
That's just one of the many things that South's Finest Meats has to offer, the official butcher shop of the Stingray Show. With all of the recent tornado damage and storm activity here in West Alabama, Alpha Insurance and hometown agent Jeff Nee can help you personalize your insurance needs. Remember, the more you protect, the more you save. With a helpful customer service team here to serve you in Alabama and over in Mississippi, you can count on Alpha to provide an insurance plan that provides the protection you need, the convenience you expect, and the service that you deserve. For all your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call Alpha agent Jeff Nee at 205-758-2577. Once again, 758-2577, or drop by their office on McFarland Boulevard East, Suite 101 in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. And remember, Alpha agent Jeff Nee, the more you protect, the more you save.
Want the all
are all over the world, and we are too. Download the Tide 100.9 app right now in the App Store and Google Play, and take the Crimson Tide everywhere you go.
Hey, you looking to upgrade your ride? Alabama One has you covered with auto loan rates as low as 3.99 APR, up to $500 cash back, and the best part, no payments for 90 days. That's right. Buy or refinance and keep the cash in your pocket while you drive the ride you want. But hurry, this limited time offer ends October the 31st. You can apply today at alabamaone.org or by calling 1-800-225-0110. Once again, auto loan rates as low as 3.99 APR, up to $500 cash back, and no payments for 90 days. Remember, Alabama One, one together.
Tim, three things I want to throw at you, and it's going to be a Seinfeld episode. It'll eventually come back.
Okay.
You know, but I heard on a podcast, an SEC podcast, that coaches are going to be slow to get fired now with the $20 million settlement that all these schools have got to pay out right now.
I agree.
And with the NIL, there's going to be the head coaches are going to be slow to getting fired. Coordinators might get shown the door quickly, but head coaches will get an extra year, if not two, because there's just so much money. Programs are bleeding money right now. Mm-hmm. The second part of that is, I heard Jackie Sherrill say this years ago on a radio station, said that Bill Callahan's a wonderful coach. He took the Raiders to the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And then he took the job at Nebraska. He goes, Bill Callahan didn't forget how to coach. It was just a bad fit from the beginning.
Yeah. Right.
The style, the type of players, it didn't clash. It didn't work. He goes, Bill Callahan's still a wonderful coach. He is a coach that could get you to the Super Bowl. He just couldn't win in Nebraska.
Right.
Now, with that being said, and I'm bringing up this, and you mentioned one certain SEC coach. I'm going to phrase this. I think everyone knows who I'm talking about and what I'm talking about. There's one certain SEC coach that was upset, as you mentioned, that didn't get the call the first time when the job opened. And rumors were going around about an inappropriate relationship with a booster's wife, and that's why he didn't get called and blah, blah. And I'm not buying any of that garbage.
No. Yeah.
But there was a reason he didn't get called. And I don't know what that reason is. But with all of that, I don't see Bama making a change this year. I don't see them making a change next year. Even if they win seven games, I don't see a change happening. But if Alabama was going to do something outside of a coordinator, and I'm talking about the head coach, I mean, who is there to get? Because you touched on that just a second ago. There's not really that big name out there. Are you really going to pull somebody out of the NFL? Because I don't see that happening either.
No, I don't either. You'd have to have somebody that really, really loved college football and really had, you know, it'd be a little bit like at Kentucky when you didn't have Patino, who do you get? Finally, it took a guy like Calipari who would welcome that kind of pressure and would welcome that kind of publicity and be comfortable in that spotlight. You find it, I think, a little bit more in basketball coaches than you do football coaches. The game is more about the Jimmys and the Joes and less about the X's and O's in football. Basketball, because it's only five guys playing, coaching has a more direct impact in terms of teams really being mirror images of their coach, at least for the fans to see, for the fans to understand. And that's what makes it really different. To your point about what Jackie had to say, and he's absolutely accurate, Rich Rodriguez didn't work at Michigan either because right. Michigan people wanted to win the Michigan way. Yeah. And people have oftentimes said, thank God Alabama didn't get Rich Rod, okay, because it led to Nick Saban. Well, I get that. I understand that point of view on it. But let me tell you something. Had they gotten Rich Rod, I think Rich Rod would have been successful there because he speaks their language. It's all about coaches speaking the language of the fan base, okay? Yeah. Swagger. They want to see a guy walk tall, carry a big stick, you know, the sports version of Buford Pusser, you know, and walking tall. That's what they want. That's what Bryant was.
Yeah.
Okay. And even though Nick was different in the sense that he wasn't tall in stature, and he certainly was far more hands-on in terms of X's and O's of the game than Bear Bryant was, who he coached on emotion and fear and having guys that were going to give up everything in their lives to play at Alabama. You cannot coach that way anymore. And I think Nick knew that he was running out of time to coach the way he wanted to coach.
Yes.
Now, okay, in the evolution of him as a coach and as a person. I've said this many times. Nick Saban could be as successful at LSU had he stayed as he was at Alabama.
Yes.
But I don't think any other team, any other program, even in the SEC, could Nick Saban have gotten away with what he got away with in terms of the way he openly treated players and the things that he said that were sometimes really put out in the open that were coming right from the locker room to try to make sure his players got the message. He used the media, okay, to yeah. intimidate players into playing well. Coaches today really can't do that
right.
to the extent that Nick got away with it in Alabama. And why? Because he had a fan base that was complicit. He has a media that is complicit in a really, really, listen, I'm a conservative Republican, okay? I'm not a right-wing lunatic, but I am a conservative Republican. Nick Saban could not carry that kind of attitude into the professional coaching at the college level at a lot of schools other than places like Louisiana and Alabama.
Yeah.
Because of the makeup of the states, okay, the way, you know, our foundational thoughts are. That's not all bad. I'm not indicting it. I choose to raise my family in it, okay, mm-hmm. because I want that. I want the values that come from, you know, what he preaches. But it's not going to be as accepted over time in the world that we live in today. Even though the world has changed somewhat since the November election, it hasn't changed enough for guys to do and say some of the things that Nick has done and said and get away with it at any place other than Alabama. And like I said, if he had not left Louisiana, I think he could have done the same thing at LSU that he did for the Crimson Tide. No question in my mind about that. But that's what makes finding somebody to replace DeBoer so difficult.
Yeah,
because mm-hmm. the times have changed, okay? And there was talk, and I guess still is talk, about what if it doesn't work out? And now this has changed in Louisiana now, but if Brian Kelly had lost that game to Clemson, you could have, trust me, you would have heard people rumbling about, well, can we get Saban and Miss Terry to come back? Okay, you would have been hearing that from Louisiana had they lost that game to Clemson. So, listen, Louisiana is as toxic as they come too,
right.
but it's still not Alabama, okay?
Yeah.
Alabama's different because the expectation levels in Louisiana were not as geared to winning national titles every other year, okay? Before Saban won in 03, it had been since 1958, okay? Yeah. It had been 41 years
right.
since LSU had won. So you think about that in those terms. That's what makes the appetite of that base what it is. And the only thing that's close to it in college football today is Ohio State. They are the Alabama of the North. Yeah. And Ryan Day knows it. And he got a real reprieve last year with the 12-team playoff, because had they lost that game to Michigan in a 14 year and not gotten in,
nope,
it would have been over for him. Absolutely over. As it was, though, what happened? A team built for long-term success with a roster that was that deep got a reprieve in a 12-team playoff. And he was able to cash in and win the national championship. Timing's everything, fellas.
Yeah.
And the timing here for Alabama, and the timing especially for Kalen DeBoer, is absolutely awful.
So we are up against our final break of the evening, and when we come back on the other side of this break, we are going to be breaking down the week two matchups with Tim Brando, including Mississippi State taking on Arizona State and Michigan traveling to Oklahoma. That's on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Stingray Show, finishing it up with Tim Brando right after this.
Go inside the Alabama Crimson Tide with the Gary Harris Show.
Hey, it's Gary Harris. Join me Thursday morning at 9 a.m. The coach, Ellis Johnson, breaks down SEC football like only he can. Plus, my pal Jeff Spiegel, horse anchor at ABC 3340. Your phone calls and more. That's the Gary Harris Show, Thursday morning at 9 a.m.
Catch the Gary Harris Show Monday through Friday, 9 to 11 a.m. on Tide 100.9 and Tide100.9.com.
Has it always been your dream to build the pond of your dreams, but you don't know if property you own or are thinking about buying has a good location to build a pond on? You need to contact Honey Hole Fisheries right here in Tuscaloosa County, because Jeff Bagwell will help you decide if property you own or are thinking about buying has a good location to build a pond. You can contact Honey Hole Fisheries at 205-799-0192. Once again, that is 799-0192. And hey, Jeff Bagwell can also order top quality automatic fish and hunting feeders for all of your outdoor recreation. Contact Jeff Bagwell today, once again, at 205-799-0192 to help you build the pond or lake of your dreams. With all of the recent tornado damage and storm activity here in West Alabama, Alpha Insurance and hometown agent Jeff Nee can help you personalize your insurance needs. Remember, the more you protect, the more you save. With a helpful customer service team here to serve you in Alabama and over in Mississippi, you can count on Alpha to provide an insurance plan that provides the protection you need, the convenience you expect, and the service that you deserve. For all your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call Alpha agent Jeff Nee at 205-758-2577. Once again, 758-2577. Or drop by their office on McFarland Boulevard East, Suite 101 in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. And remember, Alpha agent Jeff Nee, the more you protect, the more you save.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. Heading north on Highway 69 from Old Greensboro Road to Skyland Boulevard, it says 7-minute drive. Got some road work happening on McWrights Ferry Road. It's being extended down to Rice Mine Road. University Boulevard is closed from Campus Drive to Colonial Drive for construction work. East on McFarland from Coker to Jack Warner Parkway, it's a 13-minute drive. With your Tuscaloosa traffic now, I'm Lisa Bakke.
Best station in the state, breaking down Alabama sports. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
With all of the recent tornado damage and storm activity here in West Alabama, Alpha Insurance and hometown agent Jeff Nee can help you personalize your insurance needs. Remember, the more you protect, the more you save. With a helpful customer service team here to serve you in Alabama and over in Mississippi, you can count on Alpha to provide an insurance plan that provides the protection you need, the convenience you expect, and the service that you deserve. For all your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call Alpha Agent Jeff Nee at 205-758-2577. Once again, 758-2577. Or drop by their office on McFarland Boulevard East, Suite 101 in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. And remember, Alpha Agent Jeff Nee, the more you protect, the more you save. All right, so Tim, let's put week one in the rearview mirror now. There are two games I want to pick your brain about this weekend. The first one, Mississippi State hosts Arizona State Saturday night there in Starkville. How much should, on upset alert, should Arizona State be against Mississippi State?
Well, listen, Kenny Dillingham's a great coach, great young coach. And don't be surprised if after Arizona State comes in here and does what they, what I believe they will do to Mississippi State, he'll be on a lot of AD's radar. Okay. In the Southeastern Conference. He's a great young coach. But at Arizona State, that's where he's from. I don't think you'll ever get him out of there.
Right.
Okay?
Oh, wow.
That's where he was tutored. I don't think you'll ever leave Arizona State. Grew up there, wanted to be a Sun Devil. Coached, you know, from high school, became a GA there. I mean, that's the job for him.
Right.
But they're already on alert because Dillingham will make sure that they're on alert.
Right.
But the environment and the jet lag factor will play in Mississippi State's into their corner. I think that's going to be a tough game for Arizona State.
Right.
I think it'll be a closer game than maybe some of the experts think. I don't know what the spread is now, but Arizona State, in my mind, just getting out of there with a win,
right,
is all that matters to them because it is an SEC opponent. The environment's unreal. As good as Sam Leavitt is, when those cowbells start ringing, man, it's different. You know that,
yeah,
as well as anybody. So I think it'll be a tough game, but I think Arizona State does survive it.
Okay.
And the reason they do is because Leavitt is so good. They don't have Cam Scataboo, but they do have an Army transfer that rushed for over 1,100 yards last year, albeit in an option-oriented offense. And I think they can ground and pound with Mississippi State.
Right.
They're a physical group. But I think the game's going to be closer than people realize. And if ever Jeff Lebby wanted to get dynamic and chuck that baby around, now may be the time. Only way Mississippi State wins the game is with, you know, like three major explosive plays. Three. I think it'll take that many to win the game.
All right. And Tim, finally, this has been an absolute blast. The game that College Game Day is going to, this is a monumental game for the home team of Brent Venables and Oklahoma. He needs a really good showing when Michigan comes to town. Give us your breakdown of Oklahoma, the Sooners versus the Wolverines of Michigan.
Well, as good as the quarterback in Michigan is, and they paid a couple of million, maybe $4 million for him, okay, right now that's about all they got. I think that the loss of those two mammoth defensive players in their line to the National Football League is a real problem. And I think that as good as Wink Martindale is as a defensive coordinator, and he's really good, I don't think he's as good as Brent Venables.
Okay.
And I think Brent Venables now can concentrate on his defense in a way that he couldn't before because he was not sure about what was going on offensively. Now he is. Okay. He's got Ben Arbuckle calling the shots for John Mateer, who, in my opinion, will become a Heisman front runner in the aftermath of this game. Oklahoma wins. I think they win going away at home. Wow. Mateer with a big day in Norman. Michigan they've got issues right, in the locker room some. And I don't think that the one player at the quarterback position can solve all those issues. So Oklahoma to cover, Oklahoma big.
Wow.
Wow. Wow.
That's awesome. So, Tim, look, man, we have thoroughly enjoyed all of your on-brando takes today. This has been an absolute blast. Any final words for anybody that you would like to say before we let you go?
Just know this, Alabama fan. Listen, I love you. I always have. But that being said, when I'm asked the question about what the issues are, it's never easy because in many ways, your reactions are what dictates what happens within your football program. It's always been that way. And that's what makes Alabama so great. It's why I've gone to Muscle Shoals and to Gadsden and to Huntsville and to Tuscaloosa and to Birmingham and every other city that's got 5,000 or more people that has a Monday morning or Monday afternoon or Monday evening quarterback club. We love you, okay? You care deeply. The problem is you care too deeply. And when you care too deeply, you get into trouble. And the poor guys that are up on the hill in Tuscaloosa, they tend to have knee-jerk reactions to what your thoughts are. And what's going on right now is not good for the long-term future of the coach and this team. The towel has already been thrown in by the fan base. And that makes it very difficult on a guy like Kalen DeBoer, who really is trying to do his best and is a good coach. But if his demeanor and his approach and his style is only going to piss you off that much more, woe beyond to Alabama fan, because it's going to be a long wait, probably even longer than it was before you got Nick Saban, to turn things around.
Thank you, Tim. This has been an absolute blast. Please let everybody know where you are calling games this weekend, and we would love to catch up with you later on this season.
Well, I'll be on FS1 at 11 a.m. on Saturday with Kennesaw State, baby.
Yeah.
Those folks from Georgia coming in to take on Indiana. The following week, we've got a matchup in Lubbock with Texas Tech. Team I think you really want to watch.
Yeah, you do.
That'll be a Fox game. That team could be a real story nationally this year. They're spending a lot of money. Guns up, baby.
Yep.
In Lubbock, Texas. And right after that, we're going to get into some Friday football.
Okay.
With Iowa and Rutgers on the 19th of September. If you're an NFL fan, on the 21st that weekend, I'm going to do the Carolina Panthers and the Atlanta Falcons on the 21st. So if you're a Red Zone channel watcher, you'll see me twice that weekend, the 19th, in the home of college football where the first game was played, Rutgers and Iowa.
Yep.
And then on the 21st, Matt Millen and I will have the Carolina Panthers. I'll get to see Bryce. Get to see Bryce, quarterback in the Panthers,
right,
against the Atlanta Falcons. So that'll be a fun weekend for me with a little college and pro at the same time. That's my schedule coming up.
Okay.
And I'm fired up and ready to go as always. Thanks for having me on, fellas.
It has been an absolute blast. Thank you. And we would love to catch up with you later on this season.
You got it, pal.
Hey.
Take care, Heath. Bye-bye.
Hey. Will do, Tim. Thank you, sir.
Tim, be safe in all of your travels coming up, my friend.
You got it.
Whew, I tell you, I do not know how to digest all that Tim Brando just brought to us. That was a lot to undertake, and hopefully you guys enjoyed that with Tim Brando. When the Stingray Show returns on Thursday evening, we are going back to 6 p.m., and we will be joined by Steve Robertson of the Boneyard to talk about the Mississippi State Bulldogs, and we're going to do a beat writer from Arizona State as we're going to dive into the matchup in Starkville between Mississippi State and Arizona State. So that is on the Thursday evening edition of the Stingray Show, and we will see you guys then right back here at 6 p.m. our normal time tomorrow evening. Good night, Tuscaloosa.